All right, coach, you there?
Hello.
Hey, coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. At this time, we'd like to open up for questions.
Okay.
Coach, how do you gauge this Bears offense so far? I mean, it's one that a lot of folks were talking about is going to look a whole lot different this year and put up a whole bunch of points and hasn't been that way quite so much early on. How do you guys prepare for this one?
Oh, I think they're a good offense. I think they have the potential to be a really balanced offense. And obviously they have an ability to run it with Forte and in his absence with Bush. And then similarly they can throw it. Jay Cutler has a ton of ability throwing the football, and they have good weapons, starting with a guy who's caught a ton of balls for Jay throughout their careers together. So, you know, they have some weapons, you know, like every offense and defense in the league. You know, it's a long season, and, you know, trying to improve each week is really the focus of what we're all trying to get done. And there's no question they have potential to be awfully good.
What does Michael Bush do for this backfield? I mean, they've had a little different situation with Forte's injuries here and there, and Bush has been able to step in there. You know him pretty well. How does he change things for you guys getting ready for him?
Well, I don't know that he changes things, but, you know, he's just a really good football player. He's played a lot in his career, and, you know, he's a guy that they can count on and really almost not even skip a beat from a running game standpoint. And, you know, he's a big guy. He's a strong guy. He's awfully talented. And, you know, there's a commitment they have to running the football, and he's a guy they can hand it to.
Coach, with the Bears' defense, I mean, you guys have seen it before a couple of years ago. And is it just a matter of Tony being patient and picking his spots because the windows seem to close so quickly?
They're just a real good defense. They defend the run really well, and they defend the pass well, and they make you work for everything you get in both the running game and the passing game. You know, it starts with their front. They can put pressure on the quarterback, but their front seven does an outstanding job defending the run. The safeties get involved. You know, the corners are guys that make a ton of plays, and they don't have a lot of plays made on them. So, you know, it's a pretty good formula for defensive football. And, oh, by the way, throwing the sacks and the turnovers they create, you know, they're just pretty darn good in all areas.
Coach, how important is it, you know, Tony Romo's ability to use his feet? And is that becoming more important in today's league?
Oh, I think it's really important for a quarterback to be able to get out of trouble from the pocket. You know, guys will do it differently based on what their strengths are. Some guys are just more about getting the ball out of their hand, and other guys are more about extending the play. I think Tony's shown an ability to do both. You know, he's got a quick release, and, you know, when he has people in his face, he can get the ball out. But similarly, he can extend the play with his feet, and not only to run, but to make plays on the move out of the pocket with his eyes down the field. And, you know, Jay Cutler has similar abilities. He can extend plays and throw the ball all over the park. And, you know, I think, you know, with all the pressure packages that teams play these days, you know, being able to handle that one way or another is really important. And, you know, we're lucky that Tony has some of those strengths.
Speaking of Tony, how have you seen his continue to mature as a player since you've been involved with the franchise?
Oh, I just think that's the right word. He's mature. He's matured in all areas, and, you know, he's grown. He's played a lot of games. He's started a lot of games. You know, he's had a lot of success, and he's had some disappointments like anybody. And, you know, the biggest thing is he just keeps going forward and tries to get better individually and as a leader for our football team. So I think he's improved technically. I think his understanding of offensive football and defensive football has improved, and I think he handles game situations better and better. And, you know, it's a challenging position. He has the ball in his hands every play. It's the same for 31 other quarterbacks around the league. And, you know, just understanding, you know, the balance between being a guy who we rely on to make some plays and at the same time managing the game, I mean, that's the challenge of that position. I think he's grown in that area as well.
Coach, the Bears have had their issues on the offensive line, and it's well known around the league. When you've got a pass rush like you guys, I'm assuming it's not like you put more emphasis on a week like this just with what the Bears have gone through, or do you? Do you try and make it even more of an emphasis to get into the quarterback this week?
Oh, I think we always want to affect the quarterback. I mean, that's part of defensive football all over the league. So you have to affect him one way or another. And, you know, we have some guys that we feel like it can rush. But you know, it's a challenge every week to get there. And, you know, this week in particular, to be able to try to slow down this Bears attack, you know, impacting the quarterback, being around him, making him throw it, out of rhythm before he wants to throw it. Those are all goals of ours, and you try to do it different ways, but really it's what you're trying to do each week to the opposing QB.
Any other questions, guys? Jason, can you relate to some of the issues that Lovie Smith and Mike Tice have with the Bears' offensive line based on what's happening with your team?
Well, you know, at different times, we've done some good things up front. You know, we have a different combination of guys playing, three new starters in the interior of our line, and, you know, a few of those guys have been hurt through training camp, and also Ryan Cook, who's been our starting center for the last couple of weeks. We didn't sign him until after the preseason. So, you know, we have some moving parts in there. And really what you're trying to do is you're striving for consistent execution. And that's what you're really trying to do all over your football team. It's particularly important up front on the offensive line because it has such an impact on how you do on offense, both in the running game and the passing game. So we feel like our communication is getting better. Those guys are playing next to each other, and they're reacting and seeing things the same way in a positive way. But it takes time to do that. So it's a work in progress, really just like everything on our team. But we're trying to go about it the right way and try to get better every week.
Anything else, guys? All right, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, guys. Enjoy Chicago. Talk to you.